Become a wealth creator today. Text MONEY to 800-454-1184. That's MONEY to 800-454-1184.
Rising costs and keeping up with current financial obligations means some Americans are waiting to save for retirement. The problem with that? It's easy to say you'll save more later, but as Eric explains today, a lot of empty nesters are struggling to keep that promise to catch back up, and that can mean trouble for your retirement. Thank you so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. Let me get you that phone number as we get started. 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184. That is the number to call for a complimentary appointment and also to request that book, Complimentary, Worry Less Wealth, that Eric gives away every week on our show. Also, find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. And Eric, a big hello to you.
Hey, Luann. Yeah, with the worst start to the year for the stock market in 50 years and obvious inflation going up, there's a lot of people who think, hey, no, I'll just wait till later to save, or I can't afford to save. Well, what do you think's going to happen when you get older and you don't have that money saved up? There's at some point you're not going to be able to work, maybe physically, or just other things that come up, and then what happens? You're going to be really stuck. So I think that's one of the biggest problems that people have, is they say, I'll do it when I have extra money. I don't care if you're Bill Gates or whatever. You don't have extra money. Everybody always has a spot to put their money. So, that's one of the big fallacies of that kind of thinking. So, I think it's one of the things that we have to kind of be mentally thinking about and saying, this is not the time to cut back. And in a lot of ways, actually, with the market being down, especially if you're talking about funding money in your 401k, those deposits are going into shares that are all on sale now. So, it's a good time to be going in for that, as long as that money's going to be there for a long term. So, we have to definitely watch out for that temptation to say, hey, I'm going to cut back, I'm going to stop saving as much. And, just because of things gotten more expensive and the markets are down, it's like, no, that's not the time to do that.
Right. Big mistake. Yep. And so what I want to do right now then, Eric, is talk about the rules for catch-up contributions for people who want to boost their savings in their final years of their career. I thought that would be helpful.
Yeah. So if you're turning 50 this year, so it's not when you don't have to wait till you actually become 50, like to your birthday. Mm-hmm. But if you're turning 50 in 2022, so I guess, AKA, you were born in 1972 or earlier. Mm-hmm. You can put more money into an IRA. You can put another $1,000, also that goes for a Roth IRA if you're able to do that. But with 401k, you can put $7,000 extra. I mean, that's a lot of money. That's more than 500. Well, it basically works out to about 541 a month that you can put in extra on top of your normal one. And sometimes people say they're maxing out, and depending on your HR company and whoever runs your 401k, I've run into this several times where people were maxing out, but they were maxing out just the under 50 contribution limit, not the catch up. Because some companies, you have to sign up for them separately, and some are all one. The weird part is, you can put all that money in there, but sometimes, depending on how you have to sign up, it may stop. So definitely look at your HR or usually your 401k company is the easiest one to call. But make sure you are actually hitting that max if you can.
So we've been talking about how easy it is to put off saving until later, especially with inflation and the economy as it is. So how do you bring back a dose of reality to people who aren't saving as much as they should?
Well, it's one of these things where, I guess you don't have to, ever brush your teeth, but at some point, right? At some point, it's going to be not so pretty, right? And you're going to have lots of work, and you're going to have lots of pain and lots of, drilling and other things. And you can do it, right? I guess there's technically nothing wrong with it, except for, how it's going to have to be overcome in the end. So, that's the hard part is if you're not saving, if you're not putting that money away, you know, at some point there's going to be some pain, you know, and especially if we do go more into recession here, you need to have more money in savings. You need to have some money sitting there, you know, as a backup. A lot of 401ks and retirement plans have auto escalation features now where like once a year, they'll go up 1% without you even doing anything. And that's kind of a cool thing because then you don't even notice it because, you know, you don't even notice your paycheck's that much different. And so, you know, those are some simple ideas. But yeah, you should be trying to get to like all in about 15 to 20% of your income should be, you know, going to some sort of savings, either short term, medium term or long term. You know, if you're at zero, you ain't gonna start off at 20 or, you know, so just start off by starting off, right? So start putting a little bit away, get at least that match, make sure you have some in savings first. I mean, I think that's the other big problem is lots of times people put it all in their retirement plan that they can't touch their 59 and a half and then run into issues and then they have to go raid that and pay tax penalties and taxes.
Yikes.
So now you still need some in a normal savings account too. So, you know, again, that's one of the things that you want to be thinking about. And, you know, if you did want to set up a time to say, hey, you know, we didn't save as much, what ways can we save some more? You know, how do we make more out of our money? Because we're getting closer and closer to retirement. You know, then that's something we can help you with. I mean, if you're getting 5 to 10 years out of retirement, you're definitely the type of person that should be calling us and setting up some time to say, hey, yeah, Eric, is this going to work? Can you run out my income plan, my investment, my taxes, my legacy and healthcare plan and see if I'm on track and see if I'm headed in the right direction? And then, you know, maybe we can see, okay, how can we fix this? And again, there's no cost, no obligation for doing that. So if you want to take advantage of that, just text the word visit, 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And online at wealthcreatorradio.com. Make sure you get that book because Eric gives away his book every week, Worry Less Wealth. You can get a hold of that too online. And we thank you for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio, and I'm Luann Fulmer. So for a lot of people, everybody's, you know, the big question is, can I afford to retire? They want to retire, but they don't know if they can afford it. How do you help people figure that out, Eric?
Yeah, I mean, there's the 4% rule that, you know, says, oh, I can take 4% of my assets out and I should be okay. Well, should isn't such a great.
Yeah, should be okay.
Yeah. It's like, you know, it's like if your pilot gets on right before you go on that trip and they say, well, we should make it. What? Can I get off?
Get me off this plane.
So those are kind of the words you don't necessarily want to hear. And I mean, there's lots of rules of thumbs for these types of things, but really the only way to really do that is just really running an income plan. So first of all, you have to know how much am I spending, right? I mean, that's you know, you can have an income plan that tells you how much income, but if you're spending twice that income, well, that's not going to work. So first of all, which is a tough one, is how do you actually know how much you're spending? Well, easiest way to figure that one out is you take your last 12-month bank statements and assuming you're paying your credit card off each month with your money from your bank account, that check to the credit card companies and covers your, you know, all your credit card spending. And so, yeah, add up all the withdrawals and divide by 12. That's super simple. Just all your withdrawals divide by 12. Now, if you move some money to savings and it stayed there, if you move some money to an investment and stayed there, you know, then you could take those back out. And that's the real no BS, how much I've been spending. Mm-hmm. And everybody guesses a number that's probably 20 to 40% lower. And so, yeah, you really need to do that numbers. And then once you have that, then, yeah, okay, now we can say, okay, with Social Security, with the investments that you have at a certain age, with inflation, everything, taxes all calculated in, here's how long that money's going to last. And is it going to last till you're 75 or 95? And so again, you know, that's why you probably should set up a time. If you're within, you know, again, 5 to 10 years out for retirement and you're saying, hey, Eric, am I going to be able to make it or not? We will do that blueprint to worry less wealth. It's no cost, no obligation. Set that up is text the word visit 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit 800-454-1184 or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
We'll be right back with more of Wealth Creator Radio and Eric Heckman right after this.
Do you have an estate plan? Without it, you give up control of what happens to your stuff when you are gone. That's why CFP Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is offering a free estate planning webinar. Eric will show you some of the most common pitfalls of not having an estate plan. You'll also discover the differences between wills and trusts, how long-term care planning could affect your estate, how to efficiently transfer your assets to the next generation, and much more. To RSVP for this free estate planning webinar with Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, go to WealthCreatorWebinar.com. That's WealthCreatorWebinar.com. It doesn't matter the size of your bank account, the square footage of your house, or the price tag of your car, you need an estate plan. RSVP for this webinar today at WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services, investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, president at Heckman Financial. And Eric is an author. He wrote the book Worry Less Wealth, and he wrote that to open up our eyes to all things available for us regarding retirement so we can have a remarkable retirement. And he helps us see any warning signs in our own planning before trouble begins. He teaches us to discover how to worry less, and that's what the show is all about, too. You can get that book. Just request it when you call the number 800-454-1184. That's our number, 800-454-1184. So we know that if you would search online about articles on investing, tax planning, budgeting, just anything you could think of to prepare for retirement, you're going to get millions of articles. And obviously, we know facts are important to know when it comes to your financial future. Knowledge is power. We know that. But there's more to financial success than book smarts. There's the psychology of money, isn't there, Eric?
Oh my gosh, so very true. I often joke with people that I, you know, probably should not have gotten a finance degree and should have actually gotten at least a minor or something in psychology, because that would have helped me with people more and understand a lot more than the finance. And yeah, I think a lot of people underestimate the effects of, you know, what happens there with how people think about stuff. So I think that's a critical part.
Okay, so Morgan Housel, he's a partner at Collaborative Fund. He's a former columnist for The Motley Fool and The Wall Street Journal, but he's also the author of the book that we've all heard of, The Psychology of Money. And he says that there, just like we're talking, there is more to financial success than just what you know about money in the world of finance. Here he is.
But I think there's so much evidence that what matters in investing is not about what you know. It's not about how smart you are. It's not about where you went to school. It's just how you behave. It's about your relationship with greed and fear, your ability to take a long-term mindset, who you trust, how gullible you are, who you seek your information from. That's what actually matters. That's what moves the needle. And we tend to ignore that because it is not analytical.
Isn't that interesting? What's your reaction to that?
It's very true. There's, you know, like probably mortgage, you know, attitudes around mortgage is probably one of the biggest ones. I find this very, very true. That lots of times that, you know, especially if it's somebody who is a lot older and they had a parent that was either a parent or grandparent that was in the Great Depression or other timelines, you'll have them say, oh, no, you have to have your house paid off. You have to have your house
yes.
paid off. Okay, well, if you're borrowing money at 2.5% or 3% and you're earning, you know, 6% to 10% of your money, does it make sense to take some of that money it's earning so much and put it against something that's costing so little? So there's financial and then there's emotional. And I've always told that for people for probably a couple decades now about mortgages, because that's probably one of the most emotionally, you know, charged areas I find. Also, if people were used to risk taking, they'll be a lot riskier on their money. If they were very conservative in a lot of their other stuff, they'll tend to be more conservative. And so, yeah, a lot of times people don't realize how their own personal attitudes and just also how you grow up can affect how you invest and how you react to investments is probably, you know, the more critical part.
How do you see retirees struggle with this mental and emotional side of money?
Well, I mean, lots of times it is, you know, like you said, couples, right? Mm-hmm. If one spouse has one way of thinking, another one has a different way, lots of times that can be very, very tough. You know, it's also just in terms of the worry part, some have a lot of worry, some, you know, unfortunately don't have enough, you know, so they're probably a little overly confident and don't realize what may happen down the road. So, so it's a little bit of a balance, I think, of the two. And you know, that's one of the critical things that people need to know is just, you know, when you're talking about any sort of financial decision, there's always emotion there. And that's also why, you know, you see a lot of like one of the best portfolio managers that we use for our wealth creator fund is this tactical fund manager. And they use these algorithms to every day score assets and then decide when to sell it. And basically the computer is telling them, well, they do a lot of stuff that a human would just really freak out about. Mm-hmm. And so like when things are trending all down, they'll go to cash. Most portfolio managers never go to cash because it's too emotionally charged to do that. And even if it makes sense to do it, you know, they won't in bad times because they just don't think, oh, well, hold on. If I do that, then I'm going to miss out and all these things. So, you know, and that's also one of the things that, I mean, if you look at all the crypto stuff right now, right? I mean, it's all based on emotion because there is no underlying asset behind there. It's all emotion, right? It's whatever people feel the thing's worth, and that's what it's worth. And higher or lower depends on the day. So you got to watch out on some of those things for sure.
Right, right, right. Now, let's talk about how you can help our listeners with this type of thing right now.
Yeah, well, I mean, one of the best things you can do is actually have an income plan. So this is a path to say, okay, hey, if I want to go from, you know, San Francisco to LA, here's how I'm going to get there, right? You pull up your GPS, you have kind of a plan, a path, but then there's going to be some stuff that comes up, right? Traffic, other things, detours, maybe road work. You know, you need to know how to handle all those. You know, you need to know what kind of risk levels there are in terms of all the things that you're doing, what kind of tax effects along the way. So, you know, all these things are very simple if you have a plan that's written out and you can see it and test it. A lot of times people say, well, if I do this, what, does it make sense or not? Well, let's put it in the income plan and see how it plays out. Let's look at the tax effects of that. Let's look at the risk level for that. Does that lower your risk score and increase your returns, or does it do the opposite? So all those things are really easy when you have something to compare it against. When you're comparing it to nothing, it's just a guess, right? And then that's when the emotions are highly, highly charged. So yeah, what I would say is, you know, setting up some time just to talk, find out what you're worried about, what issues you might have is the best way to go. So just set up a time with us and just give us a call at 800-454-1184. You can either call or even text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Also on the website, make sure you go to the events page because you can select from webinars, seminars, all kinds of topics that we talk about on our show. You can sign up for those and go listen to Eric and his team. This is Wealth Creator Radio. I'm Luann Fulmer, and we are talking about the psychology of money today, both as a concept, but also as the book written by Morgan Housel. He says we have it backwards, Eric, as far as how we teach about finance.
You know, what is most important gets most ignored in this field. And even when we are teaching basic financial skills to people, it's the math equations and how to balance a checkbook, which are great skills. I'm not demeaning those in the slightest. But there's so much evidence that all that matters, that's the right word to use, is your behavior with money. And I say that because you can be the smartest person in the world. You can have a PhD in finance from MIT. But if you lose your head during a market decline, if you panic during a market decline, none of your intelligence matters.
Your reaction?
It kind of brings up a time when years ago I was at, we have a nonprofit called Financial Knowledge Institute, and at least pre-COVID times, we do a lot of talks at companies and such. And one time, this one company is at the HR person says, oh, these people have like, you know, math PhDs and stuff. So, you know, you don't need to go very basic. And and then, you know, I got questions like, what's a Roth? How's it different than, you know? So just because you know about math or computers doesn't necessarily mean you know about finance. And then, again, how you react to things is super critical. And, you know, either good or bad, right? I mean, sometimes, you know, the opposite is taking too much risk and then all of a sudden having a crash and make it even uglier, right? So it's not just freaking out during the crash, but it's also good, you know, what were you doing before that? And staying consistent is always tough, I think, for all humans, right? And that's really kind of more of the key, is staying consistent. And that's how you're going to be more successful in retirement. So it gets to be tough. And so one of the things that people really need to be knowing is, how are you reacting? What are you doing? What kind of plan do you have? Those are the things that, you know, if you have a plan, you can go back, right? I mean, if you're, you know, if you don't know where you're going, you can always look at a GPS and go, oh, here's how I get back on track, right? If you have no GPS and then you're just reacting to whatever the news is of the day is and whatever's happening out there, and if it's scary to you, then you might react the wrong way and lock in some bad times. So, you know, again, that's what we're here for. So if you wanted to have that plan and look at that, right now we're not charging the radio listeners any fees for this. We first do a 15 to 30 minute phone call, find out what your concerns are, what are you worried about, and then we'll create that income, investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy plan. And then it's up to you if you want to work with us or not beyond that. But again, no cost, no fees. So give us a call and leave us a message, or text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, call or text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Today, we're learning about the psychology of money. So more to come with Eric. We'll be right back with Wealth Creator Radio.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Luann Fulmer. Eric is president at Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. Wouldn't that be nice? They use strategies to help you get to and through retirement successfully. They can help you minimize fees, lower your taxes, all things like that. They would love to help you worry less. So, all right, it's kind of as if the entire world of finance is putting the cart before the horse, as far as Morgan Housel says, when it comes to how we learn about financial concepts and how we implement them in the real world. We do talk on our show a lot about financial knowledge, things we need to know regarding retirement. And today, specifically, we are learning that there's a psychology of money. And we've talked about this before, Eric. It's really not new to our show. But Morgan Housel wrote the book, The Psychology of Money. And I want to give you another clip from what he said about the psychology of money.
If you get caught up in the excitement of a bubble, none of your intelligence, none of your academic credentials, none of the fact that you know the formulas, none of that matters if you're going to lose your cool when it matters most. That's why the behavior is not just an important part, it's really the base of the pyramid. And until you've checked that box of figuring out your own financial psychology, none of the analytical skills matter until then.
Okay, so what's your reaction there?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's very true. And so, you know, again, it's one of these things where you have to kind of know a little bit about yourself, right? Which sometimes it's always hard for us to, you know, think about stuff, how we act and how we react, I guess it would be probably the bigger thing. So yeah, what you need to do is you need to know, are you somebody who jumps in and out or something, or worries about this a lot? Because, you know, the best way to not freak out about something is not put yourself in that bad situation, right? So if you hate roller coasters, well, then don't get on one, right? I mean, yeah. You know, plain and simple. It's sometimes literally that easy. And so, you know, so you have to kind of know, okay, what things are, you know, should you be doing? Now, the hard part about the world today is if you're got a 401k, especially, or some sort of retirement plan at work, it's usually 100% market money. And so, yeah, you're going to have less options there. So that one, you're just going to have to know that's going to be the scarier one probably for you. And then, but, you know, with your other monies, you could be doing stuff that's less risky and stuff that makes you feel more comfortable. And then once you change jobs, you can change that around too. So again, it's one of these things where, you know, making sure that, you know, how it's set up, how it's allocated matches. And then also as time goes on too, right? Because, I mean, you know, I was talking to my oldest son. He's working for what was Boston Square Garden, but now it's TD Garden. But, you know, and talking to him about, you know, yeah, get, sign up for the retirement plan, get that match. And, you know, for him, I was just like, go for it. You know, you're not going to use this money, you know, for 40 years, basically, right?
Right. I mean,
you know, he's a little less than 40 years till he's 59 and a half, but that's a long time away. So yeah, he can go for it a lot more, but obviously somebody who's in their late 50s, early 60s, well, if they're used to going for it, they need to dial that back down too. So, you know, the other thing too, is you, maybe you were a big risk taker and you love doing that, but at some point that makes no sense, right? Because if you've got enough, and you blow it, and now you don't have enough, but now you're in your late 60s. Well, that's not a good spot to be either. So,
right.
Yeah. So what you got to do is moderate those two and make sure you've, you know, got the right types of money and how you have it allocated. So always have some foundational money, stuff that can't go away, but ideally earns like 3 to 7%. Have some steady income money. Even if you don't need the income, just have it in that your portfolio, because it's going to be less volatile. Pay out some cash, and then when, you know, there is maybe a bad time, you can take that cash and jump into the market. And then of course, lastly, the normal market funds. So yeah, if you have those three types, then you're gonna have a little bit of a spread out of that risk, and that'll lower your freak out level hopefully a little.
So yeah, how do you help people with overreacting to something, who maybe they lose their cool with their money? How do you help them with that?
Well, again, it's always having a plan. You know, once you have a plan, things just get easier, because you can always go back to that plan. You know, you're building something, and you know, maybe it's one of those, you know, the evil IKEA furniture stuff, right? Or something like that. And, you know, you have to go back, and every once in a while, you're like, oh my gosh, I missed this one part. And now I have to undo a bunch and go back again, right? And so, you know, if you take some time at the front side, make sure you have it all, you know, organized and set up, and yeah, you're going very slowly, making sure you did every step. You know, that's a lot of times easier, but lots of times in life you're going at higher speed and it's hard to do that. So, you know, again, you may need to go back and look at those directions or look at those instructions and see where you blew it. And, you know, same thing with just regular life, right? Sometimes you're going to mess up stuff. The worst thing about any investing is that stock you either didn't buy, or the stock that you sold and then shot up. And, you know, people always, you know, go back on that stuff. But, and one of the big things is just having a risk score. You know, if you know your risk score, that's going to help out a ton, right? So if you know what risk level you're comfortable with, how much ups and downs you're okay with, then it's easy to say, oh, okay, yeah, this is within my risk score. But a lot of people don't know what that is and don't see that. And so that's one of the things that actually at wealthcreatorradio.com, we actually have that on there, is a way to take that risk quiz. But even on top of that, we also have a checklist that people can look at and say, okay, have I checked off all these things? Because again, another thing is, if you're more prepared, you're going to be less likely to do something in a bad way. So yeah, if somebody wants to get a copy of the checklist, they just have to type the word list and text it to 800-454-1184. Again, send the word list to 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
One last thing on our behavior around finances. Morgan Housel, of course, the author of the book, The Psychology of Money, he says that one of his first jobs, Eric, was being a valet at a fancy hotel in L.A. He said he learned a lot from being around a lot of very wealthy people all the time.
I think what was really interesting to me was getting to know some of these people who were driving Ferraris and Rolls Royces. Some of them actually were not even that wealthy. They were like mediocre, successful people who spent half their income on a car lease payment. And that to me was really astounding, because that just blew apart all of the impressions, my first impressions that I had of these people. So that was a really formative experience that taught me a lot about the psychology of money.
What's your reaction there?
That's very, very true. I mean, there's a lot of people that buy all the toys, they keep up with the Joneses or whatever you want to call it, right? And they're living a very highly leveraged lifestyle. And all of a sudden, something goes bad or something goes down. I mean, you hear it all the time in the news, right? You hear these, you know, wealthy celebrities or sports people, especially, you know, that all of a sudden they're filing bankruptcy and get all sorts of, you know, financial issues. Why is that? I mean, you know, how could you, you know, mess things up so bad when you had so much money? And that's just because of the lifestyle. The lifestyle was too crazy and too expensive. And, you know, unfortunately, that's what a lot of people do is, you know, they spend way too much. I mean, it's amazing how many of my clients that have a paid off house that, you know, they've, you know, got some pretty good amount of money saved up. They didn't make much. They weren't high income earners or anything. They drove, you know, 10-year-old cars, not, you know, 1 or 2-year-old cars. And they just paid for everything. They didn't go on crazy trips without being able to afford it and such. So, I mean, there's a lot to be said for doing that and kind of saying, okay, well, do those crazy things once you have way too much money, then it's okay. but don't do it before that. And so, yeah, so I mean, a lot of people are unfortunately living lifestyle that way, and they don't really have a plan. They don't have a way to get there. And they're just spending and spending and spending, assuming it's going to always be there. But then if it's not, eesh, you don't have a backup, right? So again, that's why we're here at Heckman Financial, really to help you create that blueprint to worry less wealth. We want you to worry less about money and less about finances and more about having fun and just enjoying life and being able to afford the things you're picking to do. So if you want to have that income, investment, tax, healthcare legacy plan, you know, drawn up for you, tell you where you're headed, and then we'll tell you what's positive and negative there and what things you might want to look at changing. Again, no cost, no fee. Set up that 15 to 30 minute phone call with us. All you have to do is either text the word visit or leave us a message at 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Wealth Creator Radio and Eric Heckman will be right back.
Do you have an estate plan? Without it, you give up control of what happens to your stuff when you are gone. That's why CFP Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is offering a free estate planning webinar. Eric will show you some of the most common pitfalls of not having an estate plan. You'll also discover the differences between wills and trusts, how long-term care planning could affect your estate, how to efficiently transfer your assets to the next generation, and much more. To RSVP for this free estate planning webinar with Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, go to WealthCreatorWebinar.com. That's WealthCreatorWebinar.com. It doesn't matter the size of your bank account, the square footage of your house, or the price tag of your car, you need an estate plan. RSVP for this webinar today at WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services, investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman, and this is Wealth Creator Radio. Eric is president of Heckman Financial right here in the Silicon Valley area. So there are so many big decisions that you have to weigh as you head into retirement. We always talk about those decisions every week on our show. Today, I want to do something called Retirement Yay or Nay, Eric. And this week's topic will be leaving an inheritance or not.
Sounds good. Yep, let's go for it.
Okay, you know who Daniel Craig is, right? The latest James Bond. Okay. He calls or describes leaving an inheritance quite distasteful. Yeah, and a lot of celebrities are kind of this way, which I think is really funny. They're not wanting to leave their fortune to their heirs. Daniel Craig says, isn't there an old adage that if you die a rich person, you've failed? He says his philosophy is get rid of it or give it away before you go. So it feels kind of bad for his kids, you know. I don't know. That's just me. Now, Gene Simmons, on the other hand, you know, Kiss bassist, he grew up poor. And so he wants to pass along an appreciation of money to his children. And he does say he's not going to leave them penniless. I don't know. What's your reaction to these wealthy people who say they're not leaving much or anything?
Yeah, well, there's nothing says you have to leave it to your kids, right? So, I mean, I think that's fine. You know, usually you want to help them out a little bit. Yeah. It's pretty hard to spend it all.
That's true.
You can't take it with you, so there's going to always be something usually left over. But I think there's something to be said for making sure people earn stuff. The other reality fact is, you know, when they talk about leaving stuff, I mean, they may be leaving assets to people in their 70s, right? Because if they live to their 90s, right, or 100s, you know, so you better not count on people dying for your retirement plan, because they may not be for a long time. Yeah. You might be working really long if you're waiting for that.
I want you to please give us, let's just take leaving an inheritance or not and go through the yays and the nays. Okay. So give us the yays of if you want to leave an inheritance to your heirs.
Well, I mean, obviously you have to consider your income needs. So, you know, before you've done that, there's, you know, there's financial aid for college. There's no financial aid for retirement. So yeah, you want to make sure, you know, it's fine to leave it after you've already made sure you've got enough income coming in. Obviously, you want to make sure you have enough health care costs covered, because, you know, you might end up spending several hundred thousand dollars on health care costs, and that might be the inheritance. But as long as you've got that taken care of first. You also want to look at the type of taxation for those assets. Is it, you know, stocks and real estate that have that tax-free step-up in basis, or is it an IRA where they have to blow through the money in 10 years and spend and pay all the taxes? So, you know, again, it depends on which asset you're going to use and which asset you're going to leave them. But you want to make sure you understand that part. And then also, are you going to have a plan for that? I mean, are you going to make sure that, you know, how you're going to give that away? I mean, you can give up to $16,000 per person right now. But, you know, you might want to have a trust to protect that money, make sure it doesn't go to that ex-wife or of your son or something like that, or,
yeah.
or lost in a lawsuit or other things like that. And, you know, and things like retirement accounts and all that have a lot of taxation. Again, life insurance is something that can be tax-free. So that's a great tool to leave behind. So definitely nothing wrong with it as long as you've done the planning around it.
Right. Let's go with the nays now. You don't plan to leave an inheritance for your heirs. What would be the nays of that?
Well, I mean, lots of times if you're trying to really get some tax benefits for yourself, you know, so the drawback with these is they usually exclude your heirs. You know, there's certain things like if you're over 70 and a half, you can leave money straight from your IRA, your required minimum distributions. You can have that sent straight to a charity, and it's money that you don't have to pay taxes on. And so it's in something where you don't get the write off, but just don't pay the tax. So that's
excellent.
A great way to do it. Obviously, you can leave money to a charity. You know, you can do lots of, you know, more creative stuff too. You like, you know, donating stock to them, because then you don't have to turn around and sell the stock and pay the tax. They do it, but they don't pay the tax. So it's a good way to donate your taxes to that charity. But one we've been using a lot of is actually a donor advised fund. Because of the Trump tax laws, that a lot of people can't write off their charitable contributions because they don't have enough to you know, meet the itemized deduction limit. So if you're, say, $5,000 short of itemized deduction, well, maybe you give $5,000 a year away. Well, why don't we donate $25,000 in 1 year by putting it into this one fund? And then from there, those next several years, you just take the money out of that fund and actually donate it to them. And so usually if you're taking stocks or anything else that's gone up a lot, you put that money in there, you get a great upfront write-off. You get to use those deductions, and then it's kind of like a prepaid account, but for charitable giving. So, you know, there's charitable trusts, other things, remainder trusts, other things where you can actually turn around and get income for the rest of your life, and then the charity gets whatever's left over. So, you know, a lot of these tools that give you some great tax benefits, unfortunately, all exclude your heirs. But again, if they're going to have other assets, if there's going to be other things there, you know, most likely they're going to get your house, right? So other things that you're living in. So can be a great way to go. But again, you want to have a plan. I mean, this all comes down to, you know, how does it fit in with my overall plan? Does this make sense, right? That's what almost all those things, the caveats were. Well, how does this affect the rest of your plan? Well, if you don't know the rest of your plan, it's really tough to figure that out. And so if you want to create that blueprint to worry less wealth, we usually charge $1,500. But again, we've been waiving that fee for radio and podcast listeners. So, you know, if you want to take charge of that financial future and figure out what's right for you and what should you be doing, then all we do is sit, you know, we can have that 15 to 30 minute phone call, go over what your situation is, and then we can do that analysis, and we'll go through your income plan your investment plan, tax, healthcare, and legacy plan. And obviously taxes, legacy kind of go together with a lot of this stuff. Income can go into a lot of this. Investments go into a lot of this. So it's all very interdependent. So again, if it's in a plan, it's really simple to figure out. So if you want to take some time and actually take charge of your financial future, all you got to do is text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And you're listening to Eric Heckman, founder and president at Heckman Financial, where they've been helping clients just like you retire well and finish well, and they would love to help you out as well. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Thanks for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio. Forbes reports that inheritance trends are shifting for a couple of different reasons. I'll go over these real quick and then I'm going to get your reaction. So people are living longer. Healthcare expenses have increased like by 88% over the last 20 years. The pandemic has caused some people to just say, I'm going to enjoy life now rather than save. And then some baby boomers are choosing to skip the next generation and leave money to their grandkids.
Yeah, definitely. That last one I've seen a lot.
Really? So,
oh, yeah. It's like, well, a lot of people are saying, hey, my kids are making good money. They're making more than I made when I was working and so forth. And so why leave them money? But, you know, I want to make sure that the kids, the grandkids have, you know, at least college taken care of or have the money for their first house and things like that. So, I think that's definitely a big one that's been happening a lot. For sure, like I said, people are living longer. So, if you're counting on that retirement nest egg being inherited down the road, well, if you inherited at 70 or 75, that might not be super, super helpful for your retirement because it might be a little late. And then, of course, like you said, the healthcare part has gotten to be a huge issue because, what used to kill you now slows you down. And, there's good and bad to that. So the really bad part is, often you're spending 100, 200, 300,000 right before you pass away. And that might have eaten up most of all the assets, that were left. Now, lots of times, I had some clients just recently do this with their dad. He was needing care for a long time and almost all his assets were gone, but they did have the house. So, once they sold the house, they did have still money left over. So, but had it been 3 years earlier, it would have been a lot more money. But again, they were able to take care of him in his house, do what he wanted. So it was great. But so I would not count on that as much. I think these trends are going to keep going like that. So again, it's one of these things where, you want to have some talks with your family, talks with the kids, figure out what you're doing. Let them know ahead of time. If you're going to give a lot of this away to charity, let them know so they're not counting on it and not surprised and not thinking bad thoughts for the rest of their life about you. All right. It's one of these things where it's awkward. It's always strange, but I've seen so many fights, so many strained relationships, so many relationships that just go bad of siblings after the parents die and all because of misplaced expectations from each other. And so, sometimes it's just the junk even. Sometimes just the sentimental items that somebody left behind. And so, it's one of these things where we have to make sure that it's going the right way and things are set up the right way. So, and people know about it and know what's going on. So if you want to set up a time to talk about this and more and get that blueprint to worry less wealth, well, we'll get that income, investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy plan developed for you. All you have to do, again, no cost, no obligation. We're waiving our fee. All you got to do is text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And Eric Heckman will be right back with the rest of our show.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hey, we're glad to have you with us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is an independent financial advisor, and Heckman Financial is an independent firm. So we've come to the time in our show now when Eric tells us a wealth success story. And this is always something that is a really good lesson, and it gives us an example to see how things can work out for the best with retirees. So tell us about what you have, the story you have for us today, Eric.
Well, you know, it's just a client who was planning ahead a little bit. Probably should have planned ahead a lot more, but, you know, too late sometimes. You know, basically he wanted to get that dream retirement house and they wanted to retire down in the Monterey area. And about a year, year and a half before he was about to retire, we realized he had individual stock in his 401k that we were able to then roll out and get a special tax treatment on. He had some after-tax money in his 401k that we were able to roll that to a Roth. And then now that money's growing tax-free. Unfortunately, had he done that like 5 or 10 years ago, it could have been tax-free all that time, but that was before he met me. And, you know, and so just doing that planning, all these little things, you know, we were able to pick up a lot of tax savings, you know, out of that retirement account. So the nice thing was by doing that planning a little bit ahead of time, we were able to find him some huge tax savings in his retirement plan by just looking at this specialty tax law that's around anytime you have an individual company stock in your retirement plan. There's some very specific rules and you really want to know those. A lot of people don't and they blow that. And then these after tax monies, you know, if you have after tax money in your 401k, so this is money you put in without getting a tax benefit for funding it. We're not talking this is Roth contributions. These are what they call a specialty kind of thing of just, you know, post-tax money. Those can be converted to Roth, and then that future money grows tax-free. And so, you know, these are those little kind of things that a TurboTax type of program or, you know, some online, you know, wealth advice thing is not going to pick up or catch. Those are things that people don't really necessarily know that much about. They don't focus on it. And if that financial advisor doesn't know taxes and doesn't have any training in taxes, they're not going to necessarily know about it either. So, you know, that's one of the things that we love to do is when we're finding these little tiny changes that could literally save, well, in his case, probably saved almost six figures in taxes.
Wow.
You know, so it was a big, big benefit for him long term. And, you know, so that's something that we're here for you. If you want us to help you create that blueprint to worry less wealth, that income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy plan. So if you wanted to get this going, this is the time to do it. We can do it virtually on the phone or in person. Again, give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.